Good morning. Happy Tuesday. So you already know how we're going to start off this wonderful, lovely, beautiful day. Let's take a deep breath. Another one. Let's do one more. Really let it fill up your lungs. Do some stretch. Maybe put your arms above your head, or I don't know. Just something that you need. Feel like you need to stretch. If you need to stand up and bend over or something. And smile, because what a lovely day for a great day. So today I am going to be reading an article that I found. I was listening to a podcast that had Rick Rubin in it, and they were talking about environment in a setting, like as you're having conversations, and how your conversation can kind of be not exactly dependent, but dependent in a way upon the environment that you're in. So, for example, they said that, you know, us sitting right here in this coffee shop right now is a totally different conversation than we would be having if we were on a walk. Because if we were on a walk, there's cars driving by, there's squirrels eating their nuts, there's different stimuli, like, in different environments that can spark different conversations, like, that can put that in there. So that brought me to the topic of change of scenery. I think change of scenery can be really important. You know, we get so used to doing the same things. We go to the same job. If you're in school, you go to the same school. If you go to the gym, you go to the same gym every day. And usually you take the same way to go all these places. So you're seeing the same things every day. So this article is called Get Yourself Out of a Rut by Taking One Action. It is by, I should know that. I'll get back to you on who it's by. So getting out of your routine and experiencing a change of scenery can have profound benefits on mood, mental health, and creative thinking. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. So I'll get into it. If you don't have the luxury of hopping on the next flight and experiencing epic sunsets in Ibiza or tropical vibes in the Caribbean, not to fret. A change of scene does not need to be drastic or costly. It can simply mean stepping away from a dark room or office you've been hunkered down in, and switching to a room that has sunlight of plants, or even switching from working at your home office to a hotel lobby for a day. The first key to changing your mood is to change your surroundings. Staying in one place for too long, doing the same activities on repeat, can lead to feelings of restlessness, depression, and lack of inspiration. Our environment shapes our experiences and well-being more than we realize. Seeking out new places or even a different place exposes you to new sounds, sights, and sensations that create fresh neutral pathways in the brain and release feel-good hormones like dopamine. Just seeing new people walk past us, work next to us, or interacting with someone different while getting your money, coffee, can prove to be refreshing. The second key is taking a step, even a baby step, towards changing your environment when you feel low. This can mean switching from working in your living room to working on your balcony or patio. I guess if you're rich, I mean, I don't have a patio, but, you know, switching from your living room to working maybe in a different setting in your house, or maybe going outside. Where there's more sunlight, perhaps birds singing and fresh air to breathe in. A change of scenery does not have to be elaborate or costly to be impactful. Something as simple as visiting a new park or shop in your neighborhood, checking out a museum you've never been to before, or spending the day working from a co-working space can help you shift your mindset and boost your mood. The reset that happens when we change our scenery is crucial to boosting mood. It has the ability to reset our senses, our thinking, get us out of rumination, anxious states, and even depressive states. The third key is committing to changing your scenery and acting on it. Traveling to an entirely new destination, whether it's a neighboring city or the seaside or another country entirely, magnifies the benefits and can lead to even greater shifts in outlook and inspiration. This is why world travel is known to be transformative for many. It's the simple notion that an immersion in a new sights, sounds, and culture can reset us more profoundly. Stepping away from similar environments. Familiar environments, as comforting as they are, can exacerbate feelings of boredom, restlessness, and repetitive thought patterns. When your surroundings remain largely the same day after day, it is natural for your thoughts and mood to follow suit. Doing your usual routines in the same rooms of your home or workplace leads to a kind of psychological interior where it's difficult to gain new perspectives. A change of scenery disrupts the inertia and introduces novelty and discovery. Visiting an art exhibit you've never been to before exposes you to new sights and sounds that capture your full attention. Traveling to a different city or country overwhelms your senses with unfamiliar sounds, smells, and visuals that lead to release of dopamine, the feel-good hormone that boosts motivation and pleasure. This rush of dopamine, combined with a break from familiar thought patterns, dramatically improves your mood and outlook. The benefits of sunlight and fresh air. If you've been cooped up inside for long periods due to work, winter weather, or other factors, a change of scenery that gets you outside in natural sunlight and fresh air can do wonders for your health and well-being. Exposure to sunlight increases your vitamin D levels, which plays a role in mood regulation and the release of serotonin, the happy hormone. Breathing in fresh air also provides psychological benefits by increasing oxygen, and it flows better to the brain and body. So some tips. Number one, simply stepping outside for a walk around your neighborhood, window shopping at a local store, going for a hike, or taking a mini road trip that can lift your mood and reduce feelings of stress or restlessness. Two, if possible, finding an outdoor space with additional greenery or natural scenery will amplify those positive impacts. Three, spending time in the outdoors has been shown to decrease symptoms of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Four, a dramatic landscape like the ocean or mountains can lead to experiences of the romantic sublime, a sense of transcendence that leads to expanded sense of self and amplified emotions. Traveling to new destinations. Traveling to completely new destinations, whether domestic or international, provides the maximum benefits when it comes to a change of scenery. Exploring an unfamiliar city, region, or country exposes you to a torrent of new sights, sounds, tastes, and sensations that can lead to transformational experiences. The rush of new experiences and the anticipation of wonder and discovery releases pleasure chemicals in the brain that have powerful mood-boosting effects. Travel also often involves ample exposure to sunlight and outdoor exploration, which provides additional psychological and physiological benefits. Many people find that traveling to new places where they can relax and pursue meaningful experiences allows them to recharge from stressful routines and re-inspire themselves. A trip to a natural wonder like the Grand Canyon, for example, fosters a sense of expanded perspective that carries over even after returning home. This vacation effect on mood and outlook can last for weeks and months after a trip ends. In summary, while it's easy to get stuck in familiar routines, a change of scenery is an accessible way to boost your well-being by exposing yourself to new experiences that release feel-good hormones, expand your thinking, and inspire your mood. Novel sights, sounds, and sensations awaken your senses and open your mind, allowing you to transcend old thought patterns and gain new perspectives that nurture your mental health, creative energy, and motivation. No matter how small the change may be, shifting your environment has the power to transform your inner landscape. A change of scenery is self-care for the mind and soul.
I like that.
I like that a lot. And it's Irina's. It doesn't have a last name, but her name is Irina. It's on Medium.com. Yeah, literally, like, everything she said hit.
And I read a few years ago, it was, like, it was dealing more with, like, childhood environment, but it was, like, you can't really change in the same environment you grew up in, and I think that kind of relates to this a little bit, like, just get a change of scenery, or, like, you know, travel a little bit, you know, grow from where you grew from, almost. So, mm-hmm. like, I like that. I mean, and it also said just traveling some places or going places, like, sometimes I literally just drive to another city to, like, check out a bookstore, or I'll go to a random coffee shop, or, like, do homework at the library, and it really does have a good effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to have a reason to do stuff. Just, you know, get out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was really, like, whenever she said that, you know, if you're doing the same routines, if you're cooped up in your house, if you're, like, if you have kind of the same routine, that creates the same thought patterns. And once you get in those thought patterns, like, it's so easy to get stuck in those thought
yes.
patterns. And I just feel like I've had, like, personal experiences doing that. And so something I've been trying to do lately has already been kind of incorporating this, like, trying to go new places, like coming here, and I tried a couple new coffee shops in the past month, and, you know, whenever I walk to school, I try to at least, actually, I haven't really been doing it, but I did yesterday, walk a new route, even just to school, like, maybe just go, like, one block further than I need to, and see what's on that street on the way. And, you know, because those new senses, those new, like, stimuli can really impact your senses that pick up on it, and it can change something in your thought pattern. It can inspire something in that thought pattern.
And you'll never know what you come across if you try a new route. Like, you'll be like, oh, I didn't know this was over here.
Exactly.
You start going there, you might find a new person, find a new place, find a new hobby thing. Like, you literally never know.
Exactly. And I definitely think some, like, a part of the change of scenery too, it's also important to remember, like, observe it. You know what I mean? Like, you can go on a walk in a different, you can go on a walk a different way to school, but if you have your headphones in and you're looking straight the whole time, it's probably, I mean, it is a little different, but it's, you know, probably not going to have as much of an impact as it would
if you were actually observing and looking around.
Exactly. Like, oh, what's, like, what kind of roofing does the, do these houses have on this street? Or, like, how many windows does this house have on the way? And just random little things like that, that, you know, you wouldn't normally pick up on, I guess.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you said you traveled to...
Yeah, I went to Chicago because I was like, you know what? They have a really cool bookstore there that Indy doesn't have, so I'm just going to do a little road trip, listen to some music, and get some books. And it was fun.
Did you feel like you felt like that was a really good day, like that
yes.
you felt really inspired that day?
Really good day, because, I mean, not only was I just, like, basking in my own presence and having fun with myself, but, like, I literally got to be in a whole new city and just see what it was like. Like, it kind of made me want to travel even more, because it's like, there's stuff out here that's not in Indy that I could try out, or, like,
mm-hmm. And you did that alone?
Yeah.
Were you scared at all?
No, actually, I wasn't. I was excited.
I think, like, I know a lot of people do struggle with anxiety. I've struggled with it before, like, going places alone and things, so y'all heard Taylor, you can do it alone. And, like you said, bask in your own presence and take in that new scenery, like, you know, even if you don't go all the way to Chicago or go to another city, maybe just, even if there's, like, a side of town that you haven't been to or, like, haven't really actually explored, maybe you've drove through that path, like, through that part of town, but you haven't really been to that part of town, maybe take a lunch break to go to a restaurant you've never been to before. Don't be scared to waste money trying new things either. If you want to go to lunch and you're thinking, oh, I know I want to get this because I know I like that. Granted, it's different if you're craving something, you know, you do you. But, like, you know, maybe challenge yourself, like, within the next 2 weeks to go to a new coffee shop, go to a new restaurant, preferably local, go to just a new setting that you haven't been to, try a new food, like, try, and, you know, I don't think it's wasting money, because at the end of the day, if you like it, that's perfect, and then if you don't, you didn't waste your money, you just used it to find out, okay, that's something I don't like, and I'm not going to try that again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can try something else next time.
Just add it to the list of experiences.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I hope everybody can find a sense of getting some new environment in their week this week. And like I said, I really do challenge you. Even, and if you don't want to spend money, I at least challenge you to drive a different way to work or walk a different way to work, walk a different way to school. Do something that, just do something new this week, y'all, and see how you feel, evaluate how you feel after it. We'll come back next Tuesday, so y'all have a blessed one.